thanks again. You made
the whole falling down thing, I know we talked about a little bit Saturday. Could you see the Michigan State, the injury thing, yourself, you personally? Could you ever see yourself doing that or using that? Because there's nothing illegal about it.
I mean, I didn't see it again. Yeah, I didn't watch the offensive tape. You know, what's happening there on defense.
That's
So I still haven't seen it. But from what I hear about it, you know, I guess they were falling down just to, you know, to catch their breath, I guess. Mm-hmm. But no, I actually seen them do that in the NFL and
Tyler seen it.
And I seen I think it was Kyle playing Oregon. I seen Kyle doing that against Oregon too. But you know, I guess it's a strategy they like to use, and you know.
Could you see yourself doing?
Nah, that's something I wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. A goofy story on numbers and how the number. You're number 18.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
Actually, Greg gave it to me. I came in here and, you know, before we came in, they asked us what number we want, and you know, 18 was not in my top 10. That's for sure. And I think I told him number 11 because that's the number I was in high school.
Okay.
And he didn't have that, you know, because someone else had it. Donnie Nordman had it.
That's right.
And so I asked for another number, and the next thing you know, he says, you have 18. I said, all right, you know, whatever. You know, I was a freshman. I came in here, so I didn't have anything to say about it. You know, I thought about changing my number, but, you know, I like it now.
How do you make it yours? I mean, I know your mom probably has one, and maybe even Marcus does. Let's not get crazy. But
I mean, it's still like a I mean, everyone says 18. It calls me 18 now, mm-hmm. but it still doesn't like, you know, I'm used to high school people calling me sticks for being 11.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear like, you know, 11 being called, I still think this, you know, I still think it's me. But you know, I'm sort of getting used to 18. Mm-hmm. It's slowly getting on me.
Can I ask you about Norm? And I know that he's your football coach, but I imagine there's a lot of wisdom that comes from Norm, and I imagine you pick up on that too.
Oh no, he has a lot of great sayings, and he just off the field, you know, the talks he give us, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, you know, makes us a better person in general, and I think he does a good job of that, and you know, he's a great coach,
mm-hmm.
but you know, he has a lot of wisdom, you know, he's been through it all, so you know, he lets us know how it is, and you know, stuff we can build on.
I talked to Ron and another guy. Hey, he's back for second row.
No. I
talked to Broad and one other guy, Mike Daniels, mm-hmm. and when Norm had his leg amputated, he was the one who kind of cracked the first joke, or just
exactly
because you guys were. I think he sensed you guys were a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that time exactly. We was in Cedar Rapids when first time we seen him. He was at the hotel. It was the day. It might have been the morning before the game or that night before the game, and you know, he came in and. You know, we was all just thankful he was there. You know, he couldn't have said anything the whole time, and we was, you know, just good that he was there because he was with the team. And I remember we all got in, and I wish I knew the joke that he said. I wish I knew it because it everyone just started laughing, and then it made the whole environment a lot more peaceful instead of, you know, all tense and stuff like that. And I wish I knew what he said. It was pretty funny though.
Was it Michigan State last year? I think that was the game he came back, wasn't it?
I can't tell you the game. I just remember it was in Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
So obviously it was a home game. Yeah.
I think it was Michigan State last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
With Purdue here, what are some of the things that kind of stand out to you about them when you watch them?
They're good. They're a good team. You know, their record doesn't show how good they are. Honestly, you probably heard that all day today, but I'm really not lying to you there. They're a fast team. They the running backs are real quick. The quarterback gets the ball to the skill players, and the receivers catch the ball, and they're huge, and they get upfield. They run a lot of different stuff, a lot of different formations. You know, they're going to be a good team, and we really got to study for them.
How do things change, like, during the week when you're preparing for an opponent and you know that they have two quarterbacks, especially two mm-hmm. that have completely different styles?
Yeah, well, I mean, they still run the same type of stuff, you know, same offense for both quarterbacks. So that's not really as difficult as, you know, preparing for a quarterback, one that's spread and one that's, you know, more, you know, of a traditional passer. But, you know, we just got to prepare our best, you know, like just as if, you know, any quarterback's in there. It doesn't matter which one it is. They're still in the same stuff, like I said. So we're just going to try to study for that.
How has, I guess, the mood been here these past couple of days after coming off mm-hmm. a loss like you had? Because obviously you've lost games before, but what not to that extent?
Yeah. You know, it was tough, you know, but we just got to put that behind us. and we got to move on. We know we got two more games. We're focused on Purdue, and we're here trying to get better every day. We got practice today, and we're going to try to get better today and improve on the things that we need to. And, you know, we look forward to playing a good team on Saturday.